Self-sensing your vital body. Find a quiet place in which you can focus without distraction. Be in a seated position as comfortable as possible. Take a couple of slow, deep breaths. Gently close your eyes and intentionally shift your attention away from an external focus toward an internal focus, awakening your internal senses. Start by gently rubbing your hands together to sensitize them. Then, with your hands touching each other, begin very slowly moving your hands apart to a span ranging from about 3 to 6 inches. And as you do this, do your best to sense what's happening inside your hands and in the space between your hands. Be very attuned to the slightest sensations. Remember, we're dealing with subtle energies here. Sometimes closing your eyes can help you self-sense better. Slowly and gently move your hands together and apart within a range of hands almost touching each other to spacing them about 3 to 6 inches apart. Hold them close together for about 15 seconds, then slowly move them apart for about 15 seconds. Again, be very attuned to the slightest sensations. Then slowly move your hands further apart, beyond the 3 to 6 inch range, and move them back to close proximity again. Any sensations you feel will be intensified with your hands closer together and dissipate as you move your hands further apart, as you begin to lose contact with your vital body. Be keenly aware of any subtle sensations or changes. If you're like many people, you'll be able to feel one of three things as you slowly move your hands together and apart. You might feel a change in temperature, heat or coolness. You might feel a slight resistance or force, as if there were two magnets on your hands either pulling toward each other or gently pushing away. Or you may feel a mild tingling, electrical sensation. These are the most common ways people experience the vital body. But if you experience it in another way, that's just fine. Everyone is different. If you're having trouble discerning any sensation, continue to move your hands further apart, out of the 3 to 6 inch range, and then move them back to a close proximity again to make the sensations more pronounced. If this still doesn't produce the desired results, it's fine. Let's try the next step. Now that your hands are energetically awake, we'll begin sensing another part of your vital body near your leg. Either leg will do. If you have a leg or knee injury, start the exercise using the uninjured leg. If both legs are injured, it doesn't matter, nor does it matter what clothing you're wearing. Because of its ultra-high frequency, your vital body passes through most clothing very easily. Move your sensitized hands to the lower part of one leg near your calf or shin. Place your hands about 2 to 3 inches from the surface of your lower leg and position your hands halfway between your ankle and your knee. Slowly and gently move your hands close to your lower leg, about 2 inches from the surface, not touching the leg, but again, sensing the space between your hands and the surface of your leg. Hover there for about 30 seconds or more, doing your best to attune to the slightest sensations. Again, closing your eyes may help. Then slowly move your hands slightly up and down your lower leg and slightly in and out to get an overall sense of your etheric leg. Once you have a sense of the lower leg, for comparison, slowly move your hands up near your knee. Again, not touching your knee, but sensing into the energy emanating from it. Hover around your knee for about 30 seconds or more, gently sensing your etheric knee. If you're like many people, you'll sense a difference in the energy of your knee compared to your lower leg. People sense the knee as having larger, more intense, or more active, busy energy. If you did not experience this, it's okay.